Recording in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hi everyone, welcome to the Blessed with Hope podcast, and welcome back with another episode. And I am glad that you are here with me today, listening to this episode or watching this episode on YouTube. I appreciate you for just being here and supporting my channel. But this one's also going to be a very short episode, like the previous episode. So let's get into it. In today's episode, we are going to be talking about what it means to have a healed heart. When you come to know God, God already knows your heart, and for most people, most of the time, it has been tainted and it needs some loving. That's okay, that's what God is for. Personally, when I came to know God, I knew I needed a lot of fixing. Knowing the past that I had, I needed God to heal me from past trauma and cleanse my heart for Him. I hope you would feel the same too. So let's talk about what it means of having a healed heart. Having a healed heart can mean many things because everyone goes through something different. Having a healed heart also takes time. No process is the same for everyone in their walk with God. However, God can work in speed if you allow Him to and if you have that faith for Him like no other person. Faith like a child, where although you don't know how it's going to get done, you just know it will get done if you just believe. But also, healing doesn't have to take time, it just takes God. I remember on TikTok one day, I saw this great analogy of what God does to your heart. I'll try my best to explain here, but basically each and every one of us are sinners. When we come to God, our heart is tainted. So in this TikTok video, they start out with a cup that's full of wine because it's dark. This cup of wine represents our heart when we come to God at first. So when you go to God and ask Him to heal you, He will. As you continue to have faith and believe in Him over the time, your heart will become pure. So in the next part of this video, the filled cup of wine is under a sink faucet. And as the sink faucet runs, it begins to get rid of the wine. And over time, the wine eventually is gone. And all that is left is a clear, pure water, which represents the pure heart God has replaced and filled your heart with. The heart that He intended for you. So now you have gone through the old you and God has created a new you. There are no steps to having a healed heart. Everyone's journey is different. Mine in particular involved getting to know God wholeheartedly, fasting various times, reading His word consistently, going through deliverance sessions, going through therapy, and also knowing God has my back and always will. As I continued my journey with God, I've noticed that I have gotten rid of old habits and created new ones. I noticed I have become more loving, more gracious, more forgiving, and more caring. I have noticed that what makes God sad, mad, or upset also makes me feel that way too. I'm saying all this to say that as you continue your walk with God, you begin to think like God, or even feel a new and improved you. It won't happen overnight, but as you continue your walk with God every day, you'll start to see the subtle changes in your day-to-day life. I thank God for a healed heart, and I hope you do too. Decree and declare over yourself that you are healed in Jesus' name. Your words are powerful, and if you declare that now and go through your healing journey with that mindset, you'll be healed with speed and ease in the name of Jesus. And if you just believe, if your heart is in the right posture that God has intended for you to be, you're going to be fine. You're going to get through whatever situation you're going through. You will be healed, you will be delivered, and you will be free in Jesus' name. That's all for this episode, and I'm not here to share anything else. So I will see you next Tuesday. Have a blessed day.